This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The head of the pro-life caucus in the U.S. House told his colleagues the brutality of Gosnell has finally peeled away the benign facade of the billion-dollar abortion industry. And with that, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 228-196 to ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation because of scientific evidence showing the unborn experience pain. Even if the bill were to not get a Senate vote or be vetoed, the issue of abortion and late-term abortions will not be missing from midterm 2014 congressional elections. Pro-life advocates from the Family Research Council and the National Right to Life Committee to the Susan B. Anthony List and Americans United for Life lauded the vote. Carol Tobias of NRLC said that despite growing public awareness of the violence perpetrated by late-term abortionists such as Kermit Gosnell and the pain they inflict on unborn babies, the White House and all but 12 Democrats fought for unlimited late-term abortion. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me. In other headlines, in the metropolis of one large Chinese city, women with one child are required to wear IUDs and tubal ligation is imposed on those with two children. And Rush Limbaugh is now elegantly asserting that abortion is at the root of societal ills. A moving video is at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.